Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maryam and Rasi Sheyichu. It's Moshe Rabbeinu Shneur Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. The schus. Harechai Befege Bas Michali Dispasia. Rav Henech Dov Ben Lipsha. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. Rav Stadila Bas Ariel Tzipora. And Ornadel Bas. Harechana Bas Ornadel. Ornadel Bas Rachel. Shoshar Chole Yisrael. We are starting once again our series of shiulim and we had over the years many, but now as we get close to Elul, we're going to start Tilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says that Kol Mitzvasei Shebetorah, Bein Aseh Bein Lo Tzaseh Mavar Adam Alachas Mehem Bein Bezad Bein Bishkagos Yasa Tshuva Yoshu Mechato Chayv Lesvadus Lefnei Akel Baruch Ushenemar Isha Isha Kiyasu Etc. Lesvadus Chatasa Mesharasu Zeh Vidu Dvar Vidu Zeh Mitzvaseh. If a person transgresses any of the mitzvah of the Torah, whether it's positive or negative command, whether willingly or inadvertently, when he repents and returns from his sin, he confesses, and he quotes the Pasuk, when a man sins, they must confess the sin they committed. This is a verbal confession. It's a positive commandment. And how do you do the confession? Ana Hashem, chatesev yisi b'shat ev'lech tzik ha'fakach v'enichat yivosh yimatsai. Lo'al meni chozor davazev, zekwa shel avidui, chol amarbo l'svadu samarach v'nizah reza mishubuch. So he says, I implore you, God, I sin, I transgress, committed iniquity, behold, I regret, I'm embarrassed. I promise never to repeat this act again. So it says here, Visvadu es chataisam asher asa. They must confess the sin that they committed when they sin. Ze vidui dvarim. Kesef Mishnah writes, and this Rambam, of course, will be sof dvarav. He brings b'muzgar in parentheses that the makor of the Rambam in the whole halacha is the Sifri Zuta. So too in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Esei Ein Gimel. And we see there that he darshins from Sukkim about Chovetz Vidu b'chol avei Shev Torah ben Esei ben Lois Esei v'chein kol m'chuy v'malkos m'chuy v'krisu Mrs. Bezdin. And then at the end it says, Ein b'mash mavidui elu liyochit. Minayin af l'tzibur vidui. It's only a yochit. I only know that a yochit has to do vidui. I don't know that a tzibur has to do vidui. So it says, Dabra v'yizvadu. Dabra v'yizvadu. So that's for the Sibur, originally the Havimina of the Sifri, it's only that it's talking about a Yachid. Then they learn it's also talking about a Sibur. Yachos man shem yivim misvadin. Menav shem yivim, I might think only when they bring the Karbanos, they're misvadin. I don't know if they don't bring Karbanos, it says B'nai Yisrael v'hisvadu. Ein mashavidu, so it says B'nai Yisrael are misvade. Ein mashavidu elu ba'aretz. Menai nach begalus vidu, emarta v'hisvadu esavrinu. So I might think even if they don't bring, only if they bring karbanos, so then even if they don't bring karbanos, B'nai Yisrael is misvade. And I only think vidu is in Eretz Yisrael. How do I even know vidu is included in galus? Misvade is avonim even in galus. So you have to understand this havamina. There's a havamina here in the Sifri that only when they bring their karbanos they say vidu. Only in Eretz Yisrael they say vidu. Vidu is gemara tshuva. Rambam says, what's tshuva tzarech l'svadus v'svatsi v'elmeno se'el shekam rabbeliba? Like the Kira Sefer writes, a tshuva avidu mitzvah achasi. Shein vidu b'lo tshuva avidu gemar tshuva afogav shemahar v'tshuva b'libo nikra tzadikamu v'lech lo avi tshuva mitzvah atzu v'lem avidu shekmar tshuva. It's very clear that vidu is the gemar tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah v'nei atzma, you're tzadikamu if you mahar tshuva b'lei, but in order to do the complete mitzvah, you need to be misvade. So again, there's a havamin over here that vidu is only when you bring karbanos, vidu is only in Eretz Yisrael. Vidu is the Gemara Tshuva. Rambam writes, what's Tshuva? Tzarech l'svados v'svasav. You have to say vidu. So what do we need Alfusa for that the Sifri has to learn? Ah, we have a pasuk that tells you, B'nei Yisrael v'svadu, that even when they don't bring karbanos, they say vidu. V'svadu esavonam, even chutz l'aretz, they say vidu. Why would you think not? Tshuva is a chovas haguf. It's noy b'chol makom. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs was conscious of this, and he adds Because Vizvadu comes together with the carbon. The context there, it's talking about bringing a carbon. Carbon. So you might think it's a din in the carbon since it's said in the context of a carbon. In the Chinuch, he adds, that one would think only one's chayim vidu in Eretz Yisrael. When I have begalus, writes the Chinuch leichay vidu el baretz, ki sham ikar akapar v'sham akarbanus v'ikar akolba. That's the place of the ikar akarbanus. And the ikar, that's the karbanus, that's the place of the ikar kapara. But again, we really have a problem here. Because it's very nice that the vidu is said in the context of the carbon. And it's very nice that Eretz Yisrael is the ikar kapara. And the karbanus are in Eretz Yisrael. But self calls self, vidu is gemara tshuva. So how would you possibly think that you're not saying vidui in chutz laretz? In the Menchas Chinuch, he explains in the Mechilta that the Havamin is that in Eretz Yisrael you only need vidui mashenki in chutz laretz, sagi b'tshuva below vidui. So again, he says, oh, you might think in chutz laretz tshuva is enough without vidui. Nechi teisi, tshuva and vidui are one mitzvah. So it would appear that we can say as follows. Says the Sefer of the Tshuva Sashana, that the Zohar in the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, is Koifel, Chagas Vidui, Bebez Makoimus, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Perak Bez, Halacha Bez. So why are there two different Viduis? And we see that there are two different types of Viduis. In Perak Bez, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam explains, Chelke Maisa Tshuva, which includes Aziva Sachet, Kabbalah Hava, Charat Ala Ovar. The Rambam concludes, V'sarech L'sfadis B'sfas V'lom Yenos El Shagam Rav Liba. In other words, the Vidui completes the Avedis HaTshuva, that thing. And what's he B'sfas of? Yehurei Libo, he's poil ba'atzma, it's Gemiris Hadas El Chazar B'tshuva. Like it says later on, like Amir Tzishem will discuss later on in the name of the Rishonim in the second parak. So that's parak Beis. But it would seem that the Vidui is not only Gemara Tshuva, but it also has a Koch Kapara. And it's like Shard Varma Machaprim, like Itzum Shel Yom Kippur, the Karbanos. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Perak Aleph. And that's the Iker Tosefes, Sheish B'mitzvah Vidui, and other Al Maisa Tshuva. In other words, there's a mitzvah L'skabir V'kaparis Dvar. That's the Iker Tosefes in Vidui. Yeser Al Maisa Tshuva. To be M'skabir V'kaparis Dvar. M'shenken Vidui B'toris HaGoymer. In other words, there are two aspects to vidu. There's the vidu in Perak Beis, which is to complete the tshuva. It's goymer avodas tshuva. It's poil gemiras das and chazara b'tshuva. So that's what it does. That's what the vidu in Perak Beis is talking about. That it finishes off the tshuva. The vidu in Perak Aleph is talking about kapara. And it's a mitzvah l'skaper b'kaparas tvolin. And it's like other things that are mechaper, like itzum l'shiyam karbanos. Rambam here writes, "Shiasi tshuva yelshem michetu chad l'sfadus v'nei kel baruch." It's mashma, but he's talking about after he was mashlim tshuvasu karo. Then he has a choyv as vidu k'mitzvah v'nei atzma. He already did tshuva, so now he has to go ahead and do vidu. In other words, this is a tosefes meruba aleikar, you can almost say. So here the inyan is, l'skaper b'dvarim. It's like a person has to bring a carbon, a person has to say vidui. So the yisod for this, that vidui is a koch mechaper, it's appear in the Gemara. In Yumala, mevavah mebeiz v'chiper ba'adoy ba'ad beiser, v'kaparis dvarim akosav medaber, v'lo v'kaparis domim. Ben Uchanan explains, kaparis dvarim kolomer ha'kapara b'vidui. So that means v'chiper ba'adoy ba'ad beiser, the kapara is vidui. Vidui is called kaparas dvorim. The kaparas dvorim are kosev medaber, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says it's talking about vidui. And that's like kaparas damim, blood. Vidui is mechaper in one sense, kederach shemiskaper b'zvikas dama karban. That's what we're saying, that the vidui has a teres mechaper besides being teres gemara tshuva. Teres gemara tshuva is in the second parak. The first parak here we're talking about the teres mechaper. So as Mefurash Lashon Rishon and Shavuos and Sifra and Parshat Achremos, Shimon Arik Shem Shadam Asoyer Nasi Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael Kach Dama Pram Mechaper Al Kohanim Shem Shavidui Shel Soyer Mishdalech Mechaper Al Yisrael Kach Vidui Shel Par Mechaper Al Kohanim. Wow. So you see that Vidui comes B'Toras Mechaper like Dama Karbanos. So as Mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma. The first vidui, he doesn't say ben Aaron kadoshecho, and the second vidui, he does. So Tanav Yishmael answers, "Kachim itzidin atanz riti av zaka v'chaper lechayiv. Zaka should be mechaper on lechayiv. So in the first vidui, he's not zaka yet. Only in the second one. So in the second one, it says ben Aaron kadoshecho, but it's kapara. When he's saying vidui, it's kapara." Rashi there says that he's become Zakai when he says Vidui. This Vidui is a Kapara. Gemara in Megillah, Kol Yom Kosher LeVidui Yom Kippur, explains the Gemara that it says, Lagabe Yom Kippur, V'chibur V'adu V'ad Beis, V'akvar Zvar Makas V'davir. The Kapara be Imamu, Kapara is during the day. V'chsiv B'yom Ezei Yichaper Aleichem, Ama Kapara S'v'yom Rashi. Tosfos add, we need the afusim shemsal bayit levidu yom kippur menu kishar vividu matlin besmicha al karban. We need to see afusa, because you might think that the vidu of yom kippur is not like other vidus that are telling in smicha al karban. So the bechiper is referring to vidu, which is kaparas dvarim. And this kaparas dvarim is done during the day. So again, you see this inyan that the vidu is called kapar. Kol yom kasher levidu. It's not only the kapara of the Kohen Gadol. The vidui of the Kohen Gadol is called the kapara. Vidui is always a kapara. Ben yoina. Chuy mechem dvarim. Zenyan avidu. Emelav kol tisav in mekach toiv. Zenyan atfila. Mishal meparam sveseinu. Yachshav vidui yenu. Kichates param loratzen lenu lefanecha. Vizkir param kichates par. So you see that viduyenu is considered kichatas parim. That was a chepsa that's mechaper batzmusay. Nachamo. And viduyenu says kruim machim dvarim is vidui. Imreilav kol tisav in rukach toiv from Hashem, that's tefillah. Nishalom parim sveseinu, yachshav viduyenu, kichatas parim, l'ratzon lanu lefanecha. So, the vidui is like the kapara of a carbon. It's a cheftzav machaper batzmusa. So now we understand the Mechilta and the Sifri Zuta that needed Psukim to tell us Yalfusis that Vidu is in Chutz Laretz and Zobes HaMikdash. So Mitzad Maisit Shuva Vadi you need. But how do you know B'Toris Mechaper works even outside Eretz Yisrael, outside the Beis HaMikdash, no Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you need a Yalfusa for that. And that's what the Chinuch writes, that you might think he's only Chayav, there's no Chiyav Vidu because Sham Ikra Kapara. Since in Eretz Yisrael is the Ikra Kapara, that's the only place you're going to need Vidu. So in order to have the Milas Mechaper of Vidu, you need Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael comes from Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, as I believe we discussed elsewhere. So that's the Havamina and the Sifri that the vidui is only going to be in Eretz Yisrael, in front of the Beis Hamikdash, not in Chutz Laretz, because there's no Koach Mechaper. You need Eretz Yisrael for the Koach Mechaper. Maybe you need the Beis Hamikdash for the Koach Mechaper. Kamash Malano. But even outside, it's still Mechaper, even in Chutz Laretz. And that's what the Rambam writes, the Havamina, is that you might think that the Vidui is made Dvarim HaNigrorim Echar HaKorban, because of its Tzad Mechaper. So Kamash Malan, they're not. Okay, so this is Gevaldik. And we still have, obviously, endless amounts of Torah to learn yet, because this is a... So my request is that you please stay with me, and we will see continuing flows mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. And in the meantime, this was fascinating and amazing, and please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.